you've got more playoff wins in their building than they do, all that kind of
stuff.
Couple
more wins in their building than they do.
No question. But remember training camp, we were up in St. Joe, and we couldn't believe the audio that came out of Raiders training camp. Drew, I'm sure we have it. This was Jack Jones, I believe, was the player for the Raiders up at training camp, who decided it was a good idea to grab a Kermit the Frog that was turned into Mahomes' hair, basically, at camp.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. Yeah!
It's one of the more ridiculous pieces of audio. One of the more ridiculous pieces
I'm
of
here.
Audio. One of the more ridiculous pieces of audio. And now we've arrived to the week we were all looking forward to in August. I remember we were all sitting there saying, oh, man, I can't wait. Mahomes had comments after.
He said, it'll get handled when it gets handled. Mm-hmm. He said it like he was John Wick.
And we had,
dude, he said it like he was a villain in an action movie.
And I think it was Karloftis, right? We had on at camp.
Yeah.
And we asked him about it. And he's like, oh, I'm not worried about it. He's like, November, whatever, the date will
he
be.
He gave the exact date. October 28th.
I'm like, oh, you know the dates. He goes, oh, yeah, we know the dates. So I can't wait. They're ready. They're ready for that on Sunday. Not that they need more motivation for
– They added more motivation yesterday. Did you not see? It continues, man. It continues.
Listen to this. Yeah, listen to this.
Nah, I ain't intimidated by him. I don't think nobody in this locker room intimidated by him. I mean, it's good players all across the league. He a good player, so, you know, we see guys every week, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we focus on us more than we are about him, you know what I'm saying?
Is there anything to that you think on the Chiefs' end that they're coming in with a little something extra in the tank?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, obviously, get back. I mean, the video that we had at the beginning of the year, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a lot to go into it, but I mean, not like we finna back down and turn it down. We gonna, you know, step up and do what we gotta do and do what's necessary to try to come out victorious.
How do you guys kind of match up to that then? If they got something extra, how do you guys bring something extra?
Yeah, we'd be more extra than them. As simple as that, you know? We gonna match the energy and then add some energy.
I'm not intimidated by him. I don't think anyone's intimidated by him. This is just, like,
I'm fine with that comment. I think it's just coupled with the other stuff. I think it's normal, though, right? I mean, for an athlete to say, we're not going to be intimidated by anybody. We believe we can win. Like, that's normal stuff. I don't have a problem with that. Again, there's extremes. That's normal. Saying that you're the best team in a conference in which has been dominated with back-to-back championships, that's stupid. Putting on a Kermit the Frog thing at camp, that's stupid. Just saying that you're not going to back down, I have no problem with that comment.
The in part of it, maybe not, but it's all just backed in the same thing. Your team stinks. They beat your ass every time. You couldn't help but make a joke with a puppet. Mahomes said, oh, it will get handled in a way in which not – like, Mahomes, you can tell when he locks in, right? He's a pretty affable dude, pretty chill, right, for the most part. And then when you see him get on the field and the hyper-competitiveness kicks in, like, and we all have people like that in our lives, and I, you know, like, even I can be like that sometimes, right? In a group where you're like, I should probably rein it in a little bit rather than let the competitiveness take over. But when he does that, it's like, it'll get handled when it gets handled is just, like, why? Why would you give him any more ammunition at all? And that's what you did with that comment yesterday. Between that comment and what happened on Christmas Day, other than, like, teams in which they know they're competing for championships against, right? Like when they got to get up for the Bills or the Ravens or the Texans or these other really great teams. I can't imagine a team on their schedule they are more motivated to kill than the Raiders. Ruins your Christmas. Puts you in a bad mood. That's part of, like, where this the regular season wasn't fun stuff. Starts making fun of you for being Kermit the Frog. Like, there's just, it's too much ammunition to not assume that Patrick Mahomes is coming in there to destroy worlds.
And you're also undefeated, so there's always going to be that. Like, you're trying to stay perfect, and there's a renewed energy level, too, anytime you bring in a player to a team. Like, you got to have an extra pep in your step if you're anybody on the Chiefs organization when DeAndre Hopkins shows up in your locker room. And you're like, okay. That Elsa has to. I guarantee you, there are guys in that locker room, offense or defense, that they're excited to see what DeAndre Hopkins looks like in a Chiefs uniform, just like we all are too. You know, so I think that all contributes to it. It's a big reason also why the Chiefs are 9.5, 10-point favorites in this game, because the Raiders in general aren't a very good team, and you know, their quarterback situation is Gardner Minshew. They, of course, traded Devontae Adams not too long ago. I mean, their best weapon is Brock Bowers.
But I think
the Christmas Day thing trumps, like, all of this. Like, that to me was...
I agree.
That game, they got embarrassed by the Raiders. And what was it? Aiden O'Connell only had the one completion or whatever
in the second half.
And we know here locally, not maybe with the team, but fan-wise, that next day or 2 days later, whatever it would have been, a lot of people thought that was it. Like, okay. If they had this performance against the Raiders,
they're cooked.
They're done. They can't win. They can't win the Super Bowl and all that. And that's what we use now as reasons of, like, you can't never say they can't win because they had a performance like that in their own building on Christmas, in which they had nothing on offense. There was the bad turnover. Remember the fumble return for a touchdown, yep, or whatever, and that was basically it. They had nothing.
No, they didn't move the ball. They weren't particularly – I mean, they were fine on defense, I guess. Again, they only allowed a completion in the second half of the football game. But you know this is. Sometimes it still just goes the other direction. They are going to be incredibly motivated to do this.